to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Harry Kalava criticizes President Hichilema's attendance at Tanzanian presidential inauguration. CTPD commends government's beef export milestone and urges action on non-tariff barriers and inclusive growth. And in Global News, Tanzania president sworn in after election marred by violence. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Citizens First President Harry Kalava has accused President Hakainde Hichilema of displaying double standards on matters of election credibility in the region. Mr. Kalava says President Hichilema's decision to attend the inauguration of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan raises serious questions about Zambia's commitment to democratic principles. He notes that President Hichilema's participation in the Tanzanian event comes despite widespread reports that the country's recent election was marred by violence, arrests of opposition leaders, and the exclusion of key political contenders. In a statement, Mr. Kalava argues that such circumstances contradict the democratic values the head of state often promotes on international platforms. The opposition leader recalled that in 2023, President Hichilema declined to attend the inauguration of Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa, citing concerns over that country's electoral process, thereby questioning why similar concerns were not raised about Tanzania's polls, which observers have described as deeply flawed. He says this selective approach risks undermining Zambia's moral authority and credibility within the Southern African Development Community, SADC. Efforts to get a comment from Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa failed by broadcast time as his phone went unanswered. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government for facilitating market access for Zambian cattle farmers, culminating in the recent successful shipment of 40 metric tons of beef to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. CTPD trade and investment researcher Barnabas Mwale notes that this milestone marks a significant step forward in Zambia's efforts to diversify its export base and strengthen intra-African trade. Mr. Mwale also says the center welcomes government's ambitious target to export $1 billion worth of beef annually. He has, however, advised that to achieve this goal, the country must focus on addressing non-tariff barriers, including sanitary and phytosanitary challenges, disease control, certification systems, and quality assurance. Mr. Mwale adds that to overcome these obstacles, CTPD is urging investment in modern technological infrastructure for the veterinary department to certify beef as disease-free and compliant with international health standards, while the Zambia Bureau of Standards must ensure that beef exports meet packaging and labeling requirement standards for destination markets. He has emphasized that achieving the $1 billion annual beef export target requires inclusivity, ensuring that small and medium-scale cattle farmers are fully integrated into the value chain.
But of course, we would like to caution the government that even as we pursue such targets, we remember what happened not so long ago under platforms such as the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, where we were trading with the United States. We had the opportunity of trading various products, agricultural and beef products, but we couldn't because we were met with sanitary and phytosanitary challenges, which we couldn't meet at the time. So as we look to achieve this huge target, it is a huge target, as we look to achieve it, there will be need for us to ensure that we invest in the right technologies that will see us in a place where we, the bit that we're exporting is disease free, but also investing in the right human resource, investing in the right infrastructure and standardization equipment under the Zambia Bureau standards that will see that we're able to meet the labeling and packaging requirements.
The Copperbelt Pastors Fellowship has pledged full support for the ongoing constitution amendment process, describing it as a progressive step towards promoting equitable resource distribution across the country. Addressing the media in Indola this morning, Fellowship Vice Chairperson Amos Kanyakula said Bill 7 contains important provisions that require the backing of all stakeholders. Pastor Kanyakula noted that pursuing constitutional reforms through an inclusive and structured process is the right approach to ensuring balanced development and fairness in the allocation of national resources. He has further urged Copperbelt residents to take an active role in the exercise by making submissions to the technical committee currently gathering public input on the proposed amendments.
So as we are having this constitutional amendment, for me, I've looked at it to be non-contentious. They are very progressive articles which need to be looked at critically. We saw in the beginning some people were saying, you know, there was no consultation, but now that the technical committee has been assigned to do that mandate, I want to mention that it's a move that must be supported by all well-meaning Zambians.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has advised management of Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited not to make any deductions from employees' wages during the period of operational suspension. Ministry of Labour Principal Public Relations Officer Mwakandawa says government is concerned with the inhumane and degrading treatment of workers at Ziyang Manufacturing Company Limited, whose operations were recently suspended by the Lusaka City Council due to serious public health violations. Ms. Ndawa says the unlawful confinement of employees inside the company premises and subjecting them to use buckets as toilets is unacceptable, degrading, and contrary to both labor and human rights standards. She has advised that management should strengthen proper security systems and respect workers' rights. Ms. Ndawa has assured that the ministry will work closely with relevant authorities, including the council and the Ministry of Health, to ensure that the company rectifies all identified violations and implements measures that meet the minimum occupational safety and health standards before operations can resume. In global news, Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in for a second term amid tight security following an election marred by violent protests and rejected by the opposition as a sham. The inauguration ceremony was held at a military parade grounds in the capital Dodoma in an event closed to the public but broadcast live by the state-run TBC. Samia, who faced little opposition with key rival candidates either imprisoned or barred from running, was declared the winner on Saturday with 98% of the vote. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
Tanzania's President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in for a second term under tight security after election protests in which hundreds of people were killed by security forces. The event was held inside government headquarters with the public barred from attending. The head of Spain's Valencia region has announced his resignation. Carlos Mazan has been accused of mishandling the response to flash flooding in October last year, which killed around 230 people. A powerful earthquake has struck northern Afghanistan. Officials say at least 20 people have been killed and over 300 are injured. Afghanistan is particularly vulnerable to earthquakes.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
808 Communications presents the Zambian Man of the Year Awards 2025. Recognizing greatness, celebrating legacy, honoring the Zambian man. Powered by Richmond Farms Limited, all roads lead to the prestigious Taj Pamozi Hotel in the distinguished presence of His Excellency, the President of the Republic of